Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
So here's the thing. You have received some information. Somebody comes to share something personal with you or share some insight. And sometimes it's that difficult digest. It's maybe something traumatic that the person is going through. And they're generally just sharing and talking and talking and talking. So what is your role as a listener? So we want to explore in terms of how do you respond appropriately to listening to something of this nature. And that's what we want to explore today. To really examine the role of listening and how you respond appropriately. And there's really three things that you want to talk about. We found it in Proverbs 2, verse 2 and 3. And we're still on the road of exploring the art of listening according to James 1:19. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. So there's three things I want to explore about the role of listening as you, the receiver of the information. So one, you want to let your mind reach for understanding, meaning pull apart the information in such a way that you really clearly get what the person is saying. This can happen in an instant. This may take a while, and you may have to follow up with some questions, which is the second thing in terms of calling out for insight, meaning you may not get a piece of what the person is saying and you want some clarification. So you ask for clarification. And then ask aloud for understanding is really verbalizing what you say, what the person said, to see if that, to get them on the same page. So that's a three-step process. You pull it apart and then you call out for insight, meaning you probably ask a question for them to clarify. And then you verbalize what they say to summarize it, to say that this is this what you're trying to share and whatever. And then they will clarify, and that's how you generally move the conversation along. Why these is important? Because when you think about it, when you spend the time to listen to what persons are saying and to allow them to clarify, that based on your understanding, your summary is accurate, it helps in terms of you and them being on the same page and agree that this is generally what they're trying to say. What this does, it's helped to open the door now for further conversation now to resolve the problem. Maybe the line of questions that you ask and the follow-up questions that you ask help them to think about the problem in a new way, which gives them insight in terms of how they can resolve the matter. And even help them to feel better in terms of being satisfied as to the resolution of the issue. And maybe give them a better understanding of what the problem is all about and what they personally need to do without you even generally saying anything or contributing anything or making a suggestion about anything. But all you're doing is asking questions. And the reason why asking questions is important is that, one, it helps you to understand the problem even better. Because you're helping them to explore and to examine the problem in such a way that they may never thought about. And the questions and the line of questions put them in a position to really think and process what they're going through. So think about it. You're going through a traumatic experience and somebody asks you a question, but you may not be able to answer the question accurately, but it puts you in a position to start to think and to test whether or not this is a problem, if this really is a problem, and to why this is a problem. And then, in addition to that, questions now help you to understand what exactly you need help with and the solutions that you're looking for, and also put you in a position to further understand what exactly and the way forward that you really want that will make you satisfied. Because the role of really helping your mind to understand problems or what persons are saying, and this is just for problem solving. Sometimes if persons are just sharing, this may not apply, and that's fine. But when you're thinking about resolving conflict and exploring problems, this is a good skill to have in terms of helping your mind to pull apart information, to reach to a place of mentally understanding what is going on, to make a decision going forward. This can help in that regard, in terms of reaching for understanding, asking for insight, and asking questions to help increase your understanding. Also, it also helps you to know to verbalize now several suggestions and the way forward. If you don't verbalize it, how exactly are you? You will know whether or not you and the person is on the same page. So that now can put you in a position now where you and them now can explore the problem together, step by step, in a peaceful way, or come to a resolve in a peaceful way. So these are some things to think about when you're wrapping up and dealing with problems. Because when you think about it, asking questions and resolving a problem and increasing your understanding can make things more better and flow more smoother. As Proverbs 2:2, verse 2 and 3 says, keep in tune with wisdom and think what it means to have common sense. Beg as loud as you can for good common sense. Verse 4 says, search for wisdom as you would search for silver or hidden treasure. Then you will understand what it means to respect and to know the Lord God. So what basically Solomon is basically saying is really spend the time when you're listening to others to ask questions, to ensure that you're absolutely clear on what they're saying. You fully understand what you need to do to move forward and how to appropriately respond. Sometimes you may not even need to respond any at all, but the fact that you actually spent the time to listen. So these are some things to think about. And one of the worst things is being misunderstood and responding inappropriately, even unkind, by the fact that you never spend the time to understand the person's perspective. And when you think about it, spending the time to listen and to hear what persons are saying, what they're going through, and learning about others, there's so much things you can learn about people, the likes, the dislikes, what makes them tick, what makes them happy, what causes them to feel hurt, things that they really enjoy. And you learn so much about how persons deal with problems. You learn their backstory, what they had to overcome to get where they are. And sometimes you learn about what persons have to deal with and what their needs are. And you even learn how you can be of help to them by just being there and listening. And to even wrap up everything that we have spoken about for the past few weeks is to really spend the time to care and to be kind. Be generous with your time and to give a listening ear and to help guide others on the path to finding solutions to their problems. And that's what really listening is all about. And you don't really have to do much to really be a good listener, other than to really be a critical thinker, examine what is being said, and then ask questions or clarifications. And then everything else will fall in line, as easy as you think. And if you mentally don't understand, ask the person to explain. And then really spend the time out to be interested in what others are doing. Be interested, and then you will realize that being a good listener and developing the art of listening is actually easier than you think. It's a discipline. It's really a discipline. And listening to others, examining what they say, and determine what they say is true would really help you to develop that discipline of being a good listener. So anyway, until next time, I'm Andre Palmer. God bless and love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.